Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
It's time now for our monthly preview of all things culture and entertainment. And I'm joined by Aoife Barry, assistant news editor at thejournal.ie, and Brian Lloyd, movies editor with entertainment.ie. Good morning to you both. Thanks for being here. Brian, I'll start with you because it is getting close to the season for lots of family-friendly viewing, and your first pick is an animation, and it's an Irish one.
Yeah, that's right, Wolfwalkers, and it's released in cinemas on December 4th. Fingers crossed if cinemas are opened on December 4th. But this is the latest offering from Cartoon Saloon, and people might know them from The Book of Kells, Song of the Sea. I think they're based out in Galway, but they're fantastic, and the work that they do is so beautiful. So this latest offering is basically another fantasy masterpiece. It's incredible. It's set during the time of the Cromwellian conquest, and it follows two young girls, one English and one Irish, who strike up a friendship, despite the fact, though, that the English girl is the daughter of this, I guess you'd call them like a witch finder, if you know that sort of thing. It was like one of these like sort of religious orthodoxy types. And she meets this young girl who, it turns out, has the ability to turn into a wolf at night when they go to sleep. Now, there's a stellar cast of talent. You have Sean Bean, Maria Doyle Kennedy, Tommy Tiernan, Simon McBurney, and the music is actually done by Keela. So if you enjoyed Song of the Sea or The Book of the Kells, or sorry, The Secret of Kells, rather, this is absolutely worth it.
That sounds great. So that's Wolfwalkers from December 4th. And as you say, it will be a cinema release, but also available on Apple TV?
Yeah, it'll be available on Apple TV Plus as well. But I would hasten people to say, go see it in cinema, because I saw Song of the Sea in the cinema. And the music and just all of it.
The difference. I know exactly what you mean. Like, Aoife, you're going straight to Christmas as well with The Happiest Season.
Yeah, it is the happiest season indeed. Well, we hope it is this year. Generally with Christmas rom-coms, they can be quite cheesy, but they can also be very traditional too. So, you know, for want of a better phrase, I suppose. So it's great to see something a bit different with Happiest Season. This is a different take on the genre. It's got a same-sex couple in it. It's got two women. And it's made by actress Clea Duvall, who's co-written it with Mary Holland, who she's on the show Veep with. And it's a romantic comedy starring Mackenzie Davis and Kristen Stewart. And they play a couple called Abby and Harper. They're going to visit Harper's parents for Christmas, and Abby wants to propose, but when she arrives she realises that Harper's parents don't actually know she's in a relationship with the woman, and instead she's told them that Abby is an orphan and just a close friend of hers.
An orphan.
It is a rom-com. It's got this kind of an orphan, exactly, just to make things even more complicated. So it is a comedy, a romantic comedy. It's probably not going to be very nuanced in some places, but it should be very nice and romantic and lovely to watch too, and good chemistry between some of the stars as well. And it's also got Dan Levy, who's from Schitt's Creek as well, on it as well too, as well as Alison Brie and Mary Steenburgen. So it's got a great cast, and you can rent or buy that on Sky Store.
Okay, and that's Happiest Season on, as you say, Sky Store. Now, we're all watching, I think most of us are anyway, The Undoing on Sky, which is on every week with Nicole Kidman. But you found something else that Nicole Kidman is in, Brian, are you? The Prom,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is an all-star musical comedy starring Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, as we said, James Corden, Kerry Washington, and Keegan-Michael Key. This is based on a very famous Broadway musical that apparently was huge. I have no idea or interest in musicals, but I'm told it's done very, very well. So it essentially follows this young girl who's barred from attending her prom because she wants to bring her girlfriend. It's actually kind of a similar theme to what Aoife was talking about with Happiest Season. But young girl is barred from entering her prom because she wants to bring her girlfriend. So these two Broadway stars, played by Meryl Streep and James Corden, decide to basically rehab their career by taking up her cause. They descend on this small town, and then all chaos breaks loose. I had a chance to watch this. I'm not allowed to actually talk about it yet because I'm under embargo, but it's going to be released on Netflix on December 11th. And yeah, I mean, this is directed by Ryan Murphy, who people will know from the likes of American Horror Story, Glee, American Crime Story. So he's kind of known for making these really kind of big, splashy, funny, and a kind of hint of cynicism in it as well. But he's also known for kind of bringing forward LGBT stories like Pose, The Politician, which was on Netflix, and Hollywood as well. Okay. So
that's The Prom, but you are under embargo, whatever that feels like, and you can't tell us about it.
I can't tell you about it. I saw it last week and I interviewed James Corden as well, so I'm not allowed to talk about any of it, really.
Okay. But, Cartoon Saloon is in Kilkenny, not Galway.
Apologies.
We were told off by people, so we're quite happy to give Kilkenny Kilkenny their dues. Just before we move on to Aoife, the Mank is another film you wanted to mention. This is a big old world Hollywood glamour film.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's sort of, I guess it follows the screenwriting process of Citizen Kane. Gary Oldman plays the writer Herman J. Mankiewicz, and it basically follows his struggle to get the film made and the looming presence of William Randolph Hearst, who's played by Charles Dance. Now, people might know Charles Dance from Game of Thrones. He played Tywin Lannister, very good actor. Yeah, brilliant, yeah. But Gary Oldman, I mean, it's just really, it's one of those kind of films, if anyone ever listened to the podcast, you must remember this.
Yeah.
Which I know is a big hit with some people. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So if you like that, you'll love this. It's all about that kind of old Hollywood glamour and, you know, the kind of smoke-filled rooms. And Gary Oldman is brilliant in it. And David Fincher, I mean, he spent something like 10 years trying to make this. And for people who know David Fincher, he directed Zodiac, he directed Seven, Fight Club. So he's a really, really strong
director. And it's filmed in black and white.
It's filmed in black and white as well, yeah. So, and the music as well. Everything about it just makes it look like it was actually filmed in the
30s. Okay, so that's out next Friday on Netflix. And it's also a cinema release too. Aoife, when I saw you were going to recommend this, I was kicking myself because I missed the first couple of episodes and I really did mean to watch it. This is Small Axe on BBC One.
Yeah, exactly. So people might know the director, Steve McQueen, will no doubt know him from his film work. So he won an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave. He's also directed our own Michael Fassbender in Hunger and Shame. But with this, he's bringing his skills to the small screen. So it's an anthology series. So I think there's about five different films there. There's a different one on every night, every Sunday night at the moment on BBC One at 9 o'clock. He's already had two of them on. One was about the Mangrove Nine court case and one was called Lover's Rock, which was on last Sunday. The one this Sunday looks really good as well. I mean, they've all been excellent so far. The next one is called Red, White and Blue. It stars John Boyega, who's in Star Wars, as a man called Leroy Logan, who joins the police force to try and reform it from within after his own dad is assaulted by the police. So it's a real commentary on kind of systemic racism there. And a lot of it is inspired by Steve McQueen's own experiences of growing up as part of, you know, kind of British West Indian life and culture, about racism, but also about community and people kind of standing up for themselves and also coming together too. So everything so far has been fantastic. I mean, he's a brilliant filmmaker, so check out the next one.
And and they're completely separate storylines, actually, so I needn't worry about having missed the others.
Yeah, exactly. They're all completely separate. So by anthology, like, they're kind of all connected generally by theme and by director, but don't worry, if you miss one, you'll get a completely different film the next Sunday.
Speaking of anthologies, I know you wanted to mention The Winter Papers, Aoife.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a different kind of anthology. It's a book anthology. It's edited by Kevin Barry and Olivia Smith. And you've got fiction, non-fiction, poetry, photography, loads of amazing writers generally based or from Ireland. It's such a beautiful read. It looks incredible. If you want kind of a great present for somebody, go and buy it from winterpapers.com. I get it every year and it's just a joy to get it. So that Winter Papers.
So we're moving now to Christmas Day, Brian, and a Netflix series called Bridgerton. Should we have a listen to the clip first and then we'll have a chat about it?
Sure, yeah.
Here's Bridgerton.
My name is Lady Whistledown. You do not know me, and never shall. But be forewarned, dear reader, I certainly know you. The social season is upon us. We shall discover which young ladies might succeed at securing a match. Let it be known, if there's a scandal, I shall uncover it and share every last detail.
Sounds a bit like Downton Abbey, actually.
It's kind of similar, yeah. It's funny you say that. Yeah, it's set in Regency London, and that voice you heard was Julie Andrews. She plays, as you heard, Lady Feather, or whatever her name is. But I'm so unimpressed by this. I'm sorry.
No, really?
I mean, like, I don't really go in for period dramas, but sure, whatever. But like, no, this has a great cast. I mean, it has our own Nicola Coughlan, who people will know from Derry Girls, Ben Miller, Polly Walker. And yeah, they are kind of setting this up to be the next Downton Abbey. So it follows the Bridgerton family as they go through their courtship rituals and romance through the years. Now, this is actually produced by Shonda Rhimes, who people will know was involved with How to Get Away with Murder and Grey's Anatomy. So this is the first series that she's actually produced for Netflix, and there's a lot riding on this. So be interesting to see how it turns out.
You weren't mad about it.
I haven't seen it. I don't really go in for period dramas. Like, I mean, Downton Abbey was so low stakes, like, I just couldn't get into it.
Look, Bridgerton, I think Christmas Day, Box of Quality Street.
Yeah, of course, yeah, it's 100%. Yeah, it's total, like, total vegging out in front of the telly after, like, feeding yourself with turkey and whatever. Yeah, no, I totally see why they put it for December 25th.
Yeah,
it makes complete
sense.
We
get that. Aoife, podcast recommendation, and it's called You're Wrong About...
Yeah, it turns out we're wrong about a lot of things. So this is an American podcast series. It's got two presenters, Michael Hobbs and Sarah Marshall. They're really funny and quite dry in how they present things. They basically look at stories like people and events and how they might have been kind of miscast in the public imagination. So they've looked at Courtney Love and the O.J. Simpson trial. And at the moment, they've got a 5-part series about Charles and Diana. And seeing as everybody is watching The Crown at the moment, or most people are, and kind of marvelling at the story there, you can get the true facts of the story of the marriage and the divorce and all that sort of stuff from the podcast. So they basically look at kind of books and contemporaneous stuff that was written at the time, and they just take apart a lot of the kind of rumors about it, but they also fill you in on little bits you might have forgotten. I know growing up I felt like I knew the story, but I'd forgotten a lot about it. So you can find it anywhere really you get your podcast.
And they're
it's
American.
You're Wrong About.
They're American, Aoife. Do they
get it? So there's some little nuanced bits I think that we would probably get over the side of the pond that maybe they don't quite get. But I kind of enjoy that too, seeing how there's a kind of American look at it. And they don't have that kind of, I suppose, a fawning approach towards the royal family or anything either. They are quite cynical. So, you know, you don't get that kind of edge to it that you can sometimes get, I think, with American coverage of the royal family. They don't have that fawning kind of edge to it at all.
OK, and Brian, your podcast recommendation is one that's been out for a little while. It's the RTÉ co-produced podcast, The Nobody's Own, which I know lots of people listen to it. I listen to it myself.
Yeah.
But you're mentioning it because there's an update.
Yeah, there was two new episodes that were produced for it, yeah, and it basically followed how, I suppose, the impact of the podcast itself, but it also went into Christy Smith, who was believed to be Kieran Patrick Kelly's first victim
as
well.
His friend who travelled with him.
Correct, yeah, that's it. And it basically goes into the investigation behind him, whether or not he was actually even a real person, and also kind of delves into whether or not Kieran Patrick Kelly was... whether he was telling the truth, because as we know, I mean, the whole thing about the Nobody's Own was that this guy basically admitted to 31 murders, but he was only actually convicted on 2, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And the source of it was this retired police officer. So the thing that I loved about the podcast, I don't know about you, but the thing I loved about it was that every single episode you were kind of, you'd come to the end of the episode, you think, I've got this figured out. And then the next episode, bam, it's something completely different. And you were constantly questioning yourself. So I don't know if these two episodes are going to kind of answer every single question for us, or it'll probably leave us with more questions, but it's definitely worth a watch. I've really enjoyed
Absolutely, and well worth going back to the start and listening to it all through if you haven't heard it. No gigs this year, not so far anyway, Aoife, but you have a way that might make up for that in some way.
Yeah, I've got two gigs to mention. The first one is from CMAT. She's an Irish artist who definitely was one of the heroes of the lockdown, the first lockdown for me, because she brought out a single called Another Day at KFC, which is just one of the best songs I think I've probably ever heard. It's so great. And she brought out another song a few months ago called I Want to Be a Cowboy. She takes her cues from people like Dolly Parton. She's really gassed. She writes an amazingly melodic song. She's brilliant. She's a gig on the 16th of December with a load of other Irish acts. You can stream it online. It's just €6.19 to buy a ticket for that, and it's on at 8 o'clock, and it's broadcasting from Whelan's, so you get a touch of the old kind of nostalgia for gigs there. And then the other one is Other Voices. You can watch Other Voices this year online from the website othervoices.ie. It runs from the 2nd to the 6th of December. Usually people are heading down to Dingle to go watch all the live bands. Obviously we can't do that this year, so you can catch people like Niamh Regan, like Nilo, David Balfe, Rhiannon Giddens, Peter Broderick, loads of great people playing, and you can stream that on a load of different places like YouTube and Facebook Live.
Okay.
And
a great way to support those acts and have a really nice evening as well. Aoife and Brian, thank you both
definitely.
Very much indeed. And let's play out on a clip now from CMAT.
I'm staying. 1551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.